Tonight, massive explosions ripping through this military complex in Iran, sending flaming debris shooting into the air. An official telling ABC News the U.S. struck an ammunition storage facility in Isfahan, dropping multiple 2,000-pound bunker-busting bombs. For the first time in this war, the Pentagon now saying B-52 bombers are flying deep over Iranian territory. And tonight, Secretary Pete Hegseth saying the battle is moving into a decisive phase.
The upcoming days will be decisive. Iran knows that, and there's almost nothing they can militarily do about it. Yes, they will still shoot some missiles, but we will shoot them down.
Tonight, a third aircraft carrier, the USS George H.W. Bush, departing for the Middle East with 4,500 sailors aboard. Families, emotional.
I'm just trying to be strong for him. It's really hard being away from someone like that.
Iran still wreaking havoc. New images of an oil tanker hit by an Iranian drone near Dubai, punching a hole in the ship, sparking a fire on board. And tonight, an Iran-backed militia accused of kidnapping an American journalist in Baghdad. Iraqi officials confirming this chilling video shows the moment Shelley Kittleson was forced into a car and taken. Authorities arresting at least one suspect as an urgent search intensifies. David, the State Department with a new warning tonight for Americans in Saudi Arabia about threats to places where they gather, like schools and hotels. This as Iran threatens to attack American corporate facilities across the region.